Okay, Christopher's a collector of these, and I think all of us, they're so neat that we like to collect those. But now, this is to go along with a story that I'm going to tell you, and what I want you to do is I want you to take these, and depending on whether, here, you're going to come up here. Yeah, depending on whether you go over to the fellowship hall, our young ones will be going over to the fellowship hall soon, let me give you two of these, and there. And what I'd like for you to do is to take one of these, and if you go over to the fellowship hall, to give it to your teacher as an offering. And for those that are staying here, I'd like for you to put it in the offering plate when it comes by. So to one of those. Oh, here we go. Yeah, there we go. and the other one you can keep for yourself, but one of them put in the offering and one keep for yourself. And what this is for,
Here, I got it.
Yeah. This is for a story, for me to go and tell you a story that I heard, I can't remember how long ago it was, but it kind of hit me. It was about a mom, and she was sending her boy off to Sunday school, and she gave him 2 quarters. She said, I want you to give one of these quarters in Sunday school, and the other one you can have. Now, when I was growing up, it probably would have been a dime, but same story. And so the little boy goes off and lived in the city. He was walking down the street, and he was kind of running and jumping around, singing around, and swinging his arms, and all of a sudden one of those quarters flew out and started rolling down the street, and it came to a gutter or a grating, which is kind of like storm grating that allows the water to go down. And it came there, and it fell down in it, and the little boy went up there and looked down. And he said, oh, no, there goes God's quarter. And that was always kind of funny, because how did he know it was God's quarter? He knew that he still had his quarter, you know. And but as I've grown older, I remember that every once in a while, because it's got a story for those of us that try to divide our stuff from God's stuff, knowing that some stuff that we've got, we're going to let God have, but we like to keep it separate. Some of the times when I remember this is like maybe on a Tuesday night when there's an administrative council meeting coming up, and there's also an FSU basketball game down at the Civic Center. and I've got a decision to make. Or when I'm on vacation, and you may understand this, when you're on vacation and you start learning how to sleep in late in the mornings, and all of a sudden Sunday morning comes along and you've got a decision. Am I going to give up my vacation time to go to church or Sunday school? Yeah, it's kind of an interesting choice that we're sometimes made, and fortunately we don't have to make them very often. And for right now, I'd like for you to just try and hang on to God's quarter until you can turn it in the offering today.